пишите.
Ничего не читайте. Не
читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего
не печатайте.
Last night I fell 6 stories. It didn't splatter. Not a scratch.
was the first day in weeks that it was raining that summer when I was heading away. It was the first
uns das vorgestellt haben. Der Computer macht ja am Ende doch, was will. Euch da oben wünschen wir jedenfalls viel Spaß. Und euch da draußen vor den Radiogeräten ebenfalls. Und los geht es. Viel Spaß!
En wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. De schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtig ontstruikelen. Volstrekt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Hey, druktemakers van Nederland, breek er eens een paar minuutjes uit met een KitKat.
Ja, KitKat, dat is nieuw. Krokante wafel in melkchocolade. KitKat, voor mensen dus.
Kijk dames, deze vuile was met eiwithoudende vlekken zoals bloed, chocolade of luiervlekken, doet u normaal in de voorwas. Maar met biologisch al is de voorwas niet nodig. Door een extra hoog gehalte aan biologische bestanddelen is al in één enkele hoofdwas praktisch net zo actief als in voorwas en hoofdwas samen. En nou het resultaat. Vlekkeloos schoon, zelfs zonder voorwas met biologisch al.
Miserable earthlings, I, Ming the Merciless, address you from the imperial planet Mongo. If you knew anything about the true nature of my universe, you would tremble before it in terror. Insolence. I shall destroy that pitiful, insignificant speck you call your planet. Pathetic earthling. Who can save you now?
It's a matter of life. It's a matter of death. It's a matter of a beautiful Italian spy, seven killers, a voodoo witch doctor, a living corpse, a gorgeous double agent, 12 cars, 5 planes, 10 acres of land, a wedding reception, a double-decker bus, a fleet of speedboats, a sea of crocodiles, the beautiful sorceress named Solitaire, the man with the steel arm, and a retired Navy LST. All against one man. A worldwide manhunt, and the body count is going up. It's livelier. It's deadlier. Live and die. Live and die.
And they're waiting. They're waiting for you. And they'll take you one by one, and no one will hear you scream. No one will hear you scream! Ah!
Clear?
The girl just died. How do you intend to let the people know about all this?
We were asleep. They dragged us right out of the house.
Are we under martial law?
All hell's broke loose in town. Nobody knows what's going on.
Now look, you just can't push us around this way.
We've got to get a nuclear weapon in the air above that town.
I take me no choice.
They started something they can't stop. Something that inflames. Something that brutalizes. It's madness unleashed by human error.
You check the entrance.
Can they tame it before time runs out?
There's a war.
I'm a key man on the 16th. Key man! I'm one of the developers of the goddamn thing.
Now, if you want me to get the job done, you get me the stuff I need, and you get the hell out of here before the morning's over.
A small town becomes a giant stockade.
He's back, goddammit!
Every city must be contained or leveled.
We're all concerned with Evan City, Mr. Hawks. If we have to push the button, you say the weapon went off. Get me the president.
3,614 people are trapped by an unknown enemy. 5 are on the run. Can they escape the spreading fury?
We can make it. I know it.
They're coming.
We better get out of here.
Jesus, man.
And I want a weapon search for the entire town.
Watch it, Foggy!
Exactly the kind of thing we're trying to prevent!
A lethal terror snowballs into hell.
In there!
Madness runs rampant.
These women have just seen their doctor, Dr. Death. He stalks the city through the dark of night.
I think somebody's coming toward my apartment.
He has powers more terrible than any man who ever knew. Don't answer your doorbell.
What do you want?
It may be Dr. Death making a house call.
A vent forming a layer called a biofilm in your vagina. It's not always clear why a person gets a yeast infection. But you're more likely to get a yeast infection if you are pregnant, have diabetes, wash the inside of your vagina, also known as douching.
Wie lange soll ich noch auf mein halbes Dutzend Hamburger warten? Schuppen, Kasper!
Kommt, lass mir den Blödsinn!
A vaginal yeast infection is a The most common symptom of a yeast infection is an extreme itchy feeling in your vagina and your vulva, which is the area around the entrance to your vagina. Other symptoms may include redness, burning, and swelling in your vagina or vulva, pain during urination or sex, and a thick, white, odorless discharge from your vagina. You can treat a vaginal yeast infection with antifungal medicines. These medicines may be creams or suppositories that you apply in your vagina. Or they may be pills you take by mouth. It's important to use an antifungal medication for as long as the directions tell you to. Don't stop using them early, even if your symptoms go away. Some of the ways you can help prevent a vaginal yeast infection include only washing your vulva, not inside your vagina, and not using douches or hygiene sprays. Keeping the genital area clean and dry. Not wearing tight underwear or pants. Wearing underwear with a cotton crotch. Always wiping front to back after using the toilet. Cleaning your vulva after sex. And keeping your blood sugar under control if you have diabetes. Also, take
Das Optimisept Vaginaltherapeutikum bekämpft diese Symptome wirksam. Der Wirkstoff Optimidin zersetzt die Hülle der Krankheitserreger und tötet diese ab. Die Zahl der Keime geht zurück. Die empfohlene
Behandlung. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Schurft klingt als een vervelende ziekte uit de middeleeuwen. Maar ook vandaag de dag zijn er nog regelmatig uitbraken van schurft. Schurft wordt veroorzaakt door twee dingen. Meitjes en eitjes.
Sadomasochism, my dear man, is no joke.
Gangen in je huid om lekker...
Sadomasochism is perversion, you know.
Na een dag
to appeal to frigid females and impotent males.
Ook op zoek naar een lekker...
This friend of yours, what's his name? What's his sexual status?
Do you know, I really don't know. Example. The man is impotent. So he's searching for fulfillment. He meets a girl.
With the girl.
Or even a man, I suppose. You know, let's skip the rather special cases of the homosexual vampire, shall we?
Right, anybody, male or female, provided they satisfy his sexual appetites.
Are you trying to tell me that a girl sucking blood from a man's neck inducing orgasm?
Yes, of course.
Harry.
Oh, now, come, Tony, don't be so naive. Now, some men, for instance, get excitement only from statues. The Pygmalion syndrome. The other men can only make love in a coffin. You have wires, transvestites, narcissists, mysteriousists. That's a funny old world we live in. And by the same token, you also have masochistic vampires.
Let us beware of those who seek to possess our bodies and our minds. And we become its natural dependents. Love me and do exactly as I tell you.
A world-famous scientist, greatest living master of the occult, has mysteriously vanished. In his place, a huge and fearsome prehistoric monster suddenly appeared. What happened to Dr. Waterman? Only one man last to see him alive knows. And now he finds himself in deadly peril. The weird, the unbelievable, the supernatural, the invisible barrier between good and evil.
Walking corpses are not real.
What is the secret of the thousand-year-old book?
What the fuck is this?
See, teenage boys and girls fight a devil cult for their lives, their sanity, their eternal souls.
Tell yourself.
I said I got mugged, I got held up, I got beaten, I got thrown down a flight of fucking steps, couldn't find a cop. I spit on the sidewalk, the whole police department came out. These fucking assholes.
Fuck them.
Oh, Jesus, did you piss in this or something? Oh, just a little.
Did you see somebody leave the alley with that lady I was with?
I didn't see anything. I just came out for some air. You know, it was a little crowded inside. I came out, I saw some guy in there. He was going through the garbage. Some Some stink bomb, you know? Real bad odor. He was poking around, he was stinking up the place. It smelled like my grandmother's hamper. I didn't want to make the business bad for you here. I wouldn't lie. I swear to God. I swear to Joseph, Jesus, and Mary on the cross. Why would I lie to you? You know you're a big man around here.
You saw with me 100 fucking times. Why don't you come in and call me, you fucking imbecile?
You're fucked up, you know that, don't you? Pick up.
It was a scum from the junkyard.
Fuck you. Give me a bottle of booze. Here's my dollar. Suck my dick.
Here's your booze. Suck your own dick, you schmuck.
Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Suck your own dick, you schmuck. You've been drinking too much of this shit, you lunatic. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Go fuck your dog, Ed.
Very pleasant, very witty, prick lips. You can go fuck my dog.
You greedy scum bastard!
The girls rub him down.
I want
rub him out. Soft chicks.
You
have
deserted, you scumbag! You scumbag!
The torrid touch of tingled fingers drives men to a frenzy of naked desire. Massage parlor mouths hold you in the grip of vice, skirting disaster, flirting with fate, dancing with death. Dangerous dolls take on the whole gang. Machine gun mamas blasting the underworld with a hot shower of lead. The massage parlor racket laid bare. The dens of desire spread to reveal 1,000 thrills. He wields a 45. She carries a pair of 38s. The vice squad busts in. Girls bust out. Wait till they get their hands on you.
Oh my God!
The jungle has filled the streets. Girls have become the most dangerous game on earth. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive.
They began in the water. Dark, gliding shapes that violate every law of nature. They're not human, but they hunt human women. Not for killing, for mating. Humanoids from the deep.
They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock. You watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females.
In the final analysis, this particular design has not been standardized army-wide, but is one of several which can be successfully used. Trained men and equipment. Now, how are they to be employed? It is United States Army policy to use the least amount of force necessary in riot control. There are six priorities of force which can be used. First, a show of force. In many instances, the mere physical appearance of troops in formation will cause a mob to disperse peacefully. Second, the use of the riot control formations you have just seen. Third, water from high-pressure hoses may be used effectively, particularly in cold weather, without serious injury to members of the mob. Fourth, the use of riot control agents. These agents are very effective. However, they should always be used in such a manner as to allow rioters an avenue of escape. Fifth, rifle fire by selected marksmen. This priority is a defensive measure used only against the sniper who is firing on a troop formation. And sixth, the use of the full firepower of the troops, which has never been used in the history of the United States Army. But let's move on to our demonstration. So far, the scene is still quiet. Like many mobs, this one begins as a crowd. It is made up of individuals, some who have come out of interest, some out of curiosity, and some looking for trouble.
They represent a new form of social rebellion. Hippies are very interesting to the young. They dress in bizarre and colorful ways. They wear their hair long. Their very name suggests that they are hip, on to something good. Most of them are young, although some are old enough to have children of their own. There are colonies of hippies springing up in most American cities. They all declare themselves rebels against our society, but they want to withdraw from it instead of trying to change it. It is hard to figure out what positive things they are in favor of. They like music. The word love is used by them a lot. Their diversions might seem to be harmless enough were it not for one thing. In a very aggressive and evangelical way, they praise the effect on the mind of hallucinatory drugs, particularly the drug LSD. The drug is what holds their subculture together. The drug is extremely dangerous. It is the temptation and the danger that we propose to examine.
Cold seal, checkpoint 5-2.
After much consideration, I would like to apologize to you, my fellow Americans, for my actions, crimes, and lies that caused so much division and harm to this great country. As your president, it was my responsibility to unite all Americans, and I have failed bigly and historically. I hope you can find it in your hearts to forgive me for the many mistakes I made, and join me in supporting a good man, our president, Joe Biden, to create a brighter future for this country we love. Thank you, and may God bless America.
Who is this, our Zia friend? You can get him out of here. Get out of here.
So, if I went back to NBC right now to do something, they would do anything I wanted to do. Showbiz was what I'm talking about. Doing a show, anything I wanted to do right now, 100%. Because one thing I know about that business, and I learned that business better than anybody else can learn a business in a short period of time, it's all about one thing, the ratings.
Action aus der Hölle von Hong Kong. Der Kampf geht weiter. Ihre einzigen Argumente sind Maschinenpistolen.
Sie stehen auf der falschen Seite des Gesetzes.
Der Kampf scheint aussichtslos.
Ein Mann, der seine Freiheit liebt.
Wie hat er schon viel von Ihnen erzählt?
Das Gefährlichste, was ihm über den Weg laufen konnte, war diese Frau.
Findest du auch, dass meine Frau willst?
Hi.
Hallo.
Erst als es zu spät war, merkte er, wie gefährlich sie wirklich war.
Bist du dasselbe wie ich?
Wenn aus Liebe Leidenschaft wird.
Ich habe seit langer Zeit meine wahren Wünsche verdrängt.
Brennende Leidenschaft, glühende Hitze.
Nein! Was zum Teufel machen Sie hier?
Du mein Volk betrogen, du verdienst den Tod. Ich hatte den Tod immer vor Augen, als ich deine Armeen von Sieg zu Sieg führte. Der Tod ist deine gerechte Strafe.
Töte mich, wenn du willst. Mir liegt nichts mehr in meinem Leben. Töte mich, wenn du willst. Mir liegt nichts mehr in meinem Leben. Ich bin ja nur eine Sklavin.
Du Mörderin. Du hast ihn getötet. Keine Strafe ist schwer genug für dich. Ich werde dich an der Seite des Toten lebend begraben.
Ich liebe dich. Jetzt kann dir niemand mehr verbieten, den Krieg fortzusetzen. Und dir allein gehört der Ruhm.
Jetzt werde ich diesen Schwur wahrmachen und alle Völker Europas sollen vor mir zittern. Wir werden kämpfen, wo du es befiehlst. Ich habe von euch immer das Äußerste verlangt. Jetzt verlange ich von euch etwas Unmögliches. Es gibt keine Möglichkeit mehr, den Kampf zu gewinnen.
Hilf mir doch! Ich will nicht sterben! Hilf mir doch! Rette mich! Rette mich doch! Rette mich! Rette mich doch! Ich will nicht ertrinken!
Bitte den Untergang deiner siegreichen Horden! Auch ihr seid die Sieger. Die meisten von ihnen sind mit ihren Pferden in den Sümpfen ertrunken. Vater, deine Geister
sind
haben sich gerecht.
Und
ihre Rache ist
fortbar. Heiße Öfen,
der Traum vom Kampf ist zu Ende und vom Sieg über Europa. Die Toten von uns erhoben an Vergeltung. Niemand von uns wird seinem Schicksal entgehen.
Warum
die Könige Europas werden triumphieren und du mit ihnen. Die Könige des Himmels und die
During the past decade, an epidemic of ritual crime has swept our nation at an alarming rate. Law-abiding citizens report satanic crimes in every state, and the number of cases investigated by police continues to rise. Well-organized satanic groups are creating a reign of death and destruction, which cannot be ignored. The FBI's 1988 Uniform Crime Report indicates more than 18,000 murder investigations during that year, and 26% of those murders were listed as bizarre or ritualistic. In that same year, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children listed more than 9,000 unresolved cases of missing children. The National Clearinghouse on Satanic Crime in America estimates 50% of the cases of missing children and bizarre murders may be linked directly to Satanic and other occult organizations. It is common for these groups to kidnap their victims, usually infants and young children, from hospitals, orphanages, shopping centers, or off the streets. Others live and die without a trace. This is because some children are born to cult members.
Nein, von dieser Meinung bin ich auch nicht abzubringen. Und es wäre besser, wir würden gegen den was unternehmen, denn ich möchte das nicht noch einmal durchmachen.
According to Professor Carlyle.
Bitte!
And there is a distinct correlation, he says, with these human sacrifices and the high number of missing persons. This is because some satanic groups dispose of their victim by dismembering the body and cremating the remains, eliminating any possibilities for identification. Members of satanic and occult groups come from all walks of life. Many are highly intelligent individuals. Michael A. Aquino, senior initiate and founder of the Temple of Set in San Francisco.
Om zich niet te laten verontrusten. Het is beter dat men later getuigen moet dat de regering wel heel erg voorzichtig is geweest, dan dat haar met vroegere kans ook later verweten zou kunnen worden dat ze gedut had in een tijd dat waakzaamheid plicht was. Ik verzoek de luisteraars dan ook om wanneer ze straks hun legersteden opzoeken, even rustig te gaan slapen als ze dat ook andere nachten doen. Er is voorshands nog geen enkele reden om werkelijk ongerust te zijn. En daarmee, geachte luisteraars, laat ik u over aan de verpozing die de radio u plicht te bieden.
Du bist nur eine Ausgeburt meiner Einbildung.
Remember, capitalism is the only thing keeping us from being communist.
What the fuck is your problem?
I just woke up, okay? I don't need to deal with that as soon as I've gotten...
You can't deal?
Yeah.
Well, deal with this motherfucker.
Wir wollen wissen, wer du bist.
Polly, wie viel ist 17 mal 8?
136!
Was du totgeschlagen hast, was wollen sie von mir? Der Kerl ist entweder total abgefuckt, oder er kann alles nicht überleben.
Bist du verrückt? Was ist mit dir los, du Scheißköter?
According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto their prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body
body as a living sacrifice. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer, make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the seal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic, satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fire, terrorism, ritual, ethnic hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command.
U kunt natuurlijk doodgaan. Dat brengt het onderwerp met zich mee. Maar doet u dat dan aan het eind van dit programma? Dat is om enkele minuten. En natuurlijk kunt u ook doodgaan. Het is weer tijd voor ons programma. Dit keer met stervenden. Er zijn mensen die heel plotseling sterven, bijvoorbeeld door een verkeersongeluk. Er zijn ook mensen die weten dat zij binnen afzienbare tijd doodgaan. In zo'n geval kun je spreken van met stervenden. Bij de voorbereiding van dit programma zijn een aantal mensen betrokken geweest die door hun werk veel met stervenden. We laten u in dit programma twee voorbeelden horen, omdat aan de hand daarvan veel verduidelijkt kan worden van wat mensen die met stervenden omgaan moeten weten. U kunt natuurlijk doodgaan. Dat brengt het onderwerp met zich mee. Maar doet u dat dan aan het eind van dit programma? En natuurlijk kunt u ook sterven. U kunt natuurlijk telefonisch sterven. Dat brengt het onderwerp met zich mee. Maar doet u dat dan aan het eind van dit programma? En natuurlijk kunt u ook doodgaan. De voorbeelden zijn uitgekozen omdat aan de hand daarvan veel verduidelijkt kan worden van wat mensen die met sterven moeten weten. In de discussie die dan volgt, en het wordt gevolgd door een discussie.
Dan wil ik nu graag met u spreken over mijn gezwel en het heeft geleid tot een mama-amputatie. Er is geen hoop meer. Er is geen hoop meer. Wij zullen onder ogen moeten zien dat zij binnen niet al te lange tijd zal sterven. Ik wil graag met u bespreken hoe wij het sterven dat onvermijdelijk is geworden, gezamenlijk, zo goed mogelijk begeleiden. Ja,
zelfs als ik mijn ogen dicht hou, zijn die wonden niet weg. Ik zie ze niet meer.
My time is here. My time is now. I have won. I have my victory. I have defended my kingdom. I lay conquest to titanic realms. I have fulfilled my destiny. I return home with you now.
Daar zijn ze allemaal bang voor.
Goed.
Maar het lijkt erger dan het is. Dat is altijd zo. Alleen die lucht. En over doodgaan spreekt helemaal niemand. Iedereen ook dat ik dood zou gaan. Het is om je dood te lachen. Ik heb geluk. Het is om je dood te lachen. Ik heb geluk. Iedereen die bij me komt praat erover hoe me ver... Ik zou wel willen schreeuwen. Zien jullie dan niet hoe het hier zit? Jullie komen van buiten. Dat ruik ik. Maar ruiken jullie iets kwaadaardigs, vreemde luchten? Daar ruikt het buiten niet naar. Gek, hè? Daar schrikken jullie van. Ik ben nog niet dood. Ze doen er wel wat aan. Ze bestrijden het met oude klonje. Het ruikt hier naar bloemen. Victory. Het stinkt hier naar bloemen.
Our song is victory upon victory. Always higher greatness is like shining brilliant gold. I am a man of triumph. Vir triumphalis. I am elevated. I am coronated. I ascend a throne upheld by lions, which shines like the sun and radiates like fire. I am a champion knight, exalted in triumph. I am empowered. I am free. I am the sovereign crowned king. My consciousness is fluid gold, solar, luminous, and bright.
Ik kan dit allemaal wel verdragen.
Infinities of excellence and gleaming array, like sea foam on shores of eternity. I imagine higher and greater glories, always higher and higher. I sweep up thousands of suns from the Milky Way and scatter them like sand across.
The radical left are laying the groundwork to steal this election from my father, President Donald Trump. They are planting stories that President Trump will have a landslide lead on election night, but will lose when they finish counting the mail-in ballots. Their plan is to add millions of fraudulent ballots that can cancel your vote and overturn the election. We cannot let that happen. We need every able-bodied man, woman, to join Army for Trump's election security operation at defendyourballot.com. We need you to help us watch them, not just on election day, but also during early voting and at the counting boards. President Trump is going to win. Don't let them steal it. Go to defendyourballot.com and enlist today.
It's a new category. I don't know if you've heard this, but I came up with this one, migrant crime. There's crime, there's violent crime, there's migrant crime. We have a new category of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's going to be worse than any other form of crime.
Because Joe Biden allowed this to happen, we will call it from now on Biden migrant crime, okay? It's migrant crime.
Concerns of a migrant crime wave are growing across New York City.
Every third day, there's a story about some sort of migrant crime.
There's a migrant crime spree killing Americans, and the president's an accessory to murder.
We have to stop the invasion into our country that's killing hundreds of thousands of people a year.
Biden has welcomed into our country rapists, murderers, even terrorists.
We are facing an unprecedented invasion of millions of illegal aliens across our southern border.
It looks like, and it feels like, an invasion because it is.
We are facing an invasion on our southern border. Not figuratively, a literal invasion.
Where Americans are robbed, stabbed, raped, kidnapped, carjacked, and murdered.
What they've done, and they ought to, you know what they ought to do? They ought to release the J6 hostages. They've suffered enough. They ought to
Mr. Farmer to President Biden. You are now connected to Air Force One.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Prime Minister, congratulations. What a hell of a victory. Congratulations.
We are a nation where fentanyl and all other forms of illegal drugs are easier to get than groceries to feed our beautiful families and babies. Mothers will never again be forced to watch their children overdosing and hospitalizing. And we will never allow mothers to watch their child hopelessly dying in their arms, screaming, "What can I do? What can I do? Help me, God, what can I do?" We are a nation whose once revered airports are a dirty, crowded mess. You sit and wait for hours and then are notified that the plane won't leave, that they have no idea when they will, by sick and demented people. A nation whose once revered airports are dirty, crowded mess. You sit and wait for hours and then are notified that the plane won't leave, and they have no idea when they will. Where ticket prices have tripled, they don't have the pilots to fly the planes, they don't have qualified air traffic controllers, and they just don't know what
they're doing. He was with four hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling. I love you very much. It's not true. Actually, that one she didn't believe because she said he's a germaphobe. He's not into that, you know? He's not into golden showers, as they say they go. I don't like that idea. No, I didn't. I thought that would be a big problem. I was going to have a rough night, but that one she was very good on, she said.
Am Tag 1 waren es 2 Menschen, danach 4 und danach 16. In 3 Monaten sind es 1 Milliarde. Darauf scheinen wir zuzusteuern.
Sie berufen die Nationalgarde ein, verschanzen den Präsidenten.
Es gibt eine Massenpanik.
Schwindel!
Die Sache wird kippen. Man verschweigt der Welt die Wahrheit.
Lassen Sie die Proben verschwinden. Vernichten Sie alles.
The present facts and its past history. When you've investigated the problem thoroughly,
we will restore on this planet peace through Earth. I am the only candidate who can make this promise to you. I will prevent World War III, and we're very close to World War III.
Or together with a group to find a solution or evolve an idea without making any investigation. It must be stressed that this cannot possibly lead to any effective solution or any good idea. Youth, the world is yours as well as ours, but in the last analysis, it is yours. You young people, full of vigor and vitality, are in the bloom of life, like the sun at 8 or 9 in the morning. Our hope is placed on you.
Заседание. Обратился к Ольге, спросил, есть ли какие-нибудь вопросы, никаких вопросов не было. А на следующий день меньшевики яро нападали на нас по поводу выступления Владимира Ильича и были не согласны. Помню я еще одно посещение Владимира Ильича. Меня в одном из тех пансионов, где я жила. Он пришел ко мне и стал меня расспрашивать о том, как мы работали с Бауманом, как сидели в таганской тюрьме. Я рассказала ему о том, как
мы работали.
Was zum Teufel sollen wir dann noch? Wieder nach Hause gehen?
Ich kann mich nicht erinnern, Sie schon mal eingestellt zu haben. Laden Sie Ihre Leute wieder ein und verschwinden Sie.
Hey, das ist nur noch nicht in Ihren dumpfen Schädel eingedrungen.
Sie tönen wie eine miese Kröte, die man auf den Schwanz tritt. Reden Sie nur weiter so, dann reiße ich Ihnen den Kopf ab.
Hey, Leute! Ihr könnt alle bezeugen, dass der Mann mich bedroht hat! Bleiben Sie ja stehen, ich warne Sie! Miese kleine Kröten wie du brauchen wohl eine Knarre zum Festhalten!
Machen Sie den Kofferraum auf.
Heftige Detonation. Niemand wird uns daran hindern. Banana Joe wird von der Polizei in Trab gehalten und wir können in aller Ruhe unsere Pläne verwirklichen.
Senor, können wir es wirklich riskieren, am helllichten Tage die Ware zu löschen?
Keine Sorge, mein Freund. Ich habe beim Zoll jeden Zoll geschmiert. Verlass dich drauf.
Unser Boss ist der berühmteste Schmierant, mein Junge.
Ihr kennt doch mein Motto. Schmiere, dass die Flanken bersten. Schmier vom letzten bis zum ersten. La 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 la.
Geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
If you ain't a man with a lot of guts, a doggone woman will drive you nuts. You can't trust one to the corner nowadays. You gotta watch your dough, she'll cheat you blind. A woman ain't got but a one-track mind. You'll find out, but it's the man that always pays. She'll feed you a line that'll turn your head, you'll marry her. And when you're in bed, she's gonna go through all the pockets in your coat and pants. Then if you object, there'll be a big fight, and chances are it'll last all night. I'm telling you, man, you just ain't got a chance.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll make a monkey out of you.
You know, women are handy around the house, but they can't be trusted with man or mouse. It's a shame the way they drag a good man down. And it's a well-known fact they talk too much. They dig up dirt about the neighbors and such. Then they Paul Revere the gossip round the town. You'll blow your top when they get in your hair. They'll drive you to drink. And man, I swear, you're gonna wish that you'd never seen the light of day. And I'm tipping you off, your goose is cooked when one of them females get you hooked. So you'd better think it over, brother, while you may.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll make a monkey out of you.
I'm telling you, man, it's a dirty shame to come home late from a poker game to a little woman that you know is just gonna give you heck. She's gonna be sitting there alone with her rolling pin. She's gonna let you have it when you walk in. And when she gets through, man, you're really gonna be a wreck. And if you've had a nip, she smells your breath, she starts in nagging you half to death. And brother, you gotta put up with that for life. 'Cause the preacher, he said, for better or worse, until you take your ride in that big black hearse, man, you just naturally got yourself a wife.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll make a monkey out of you.
Man, I just gotta have another sack of peanuts.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Thank you. der mensheid. Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn of niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Niet.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-83-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Remember the first days. Remember the first nights of debt. They token your fathers and abuse your mothers. And they taken your brothers and your daughters too.
Johnny Cash is dead.
Weißt du noch?